Hi, Peter.
Hello, Brian.
You know, it's February.
Oh, it sure is.
And you're running the Boston Marathon in April.
That's it's on paper anyway. Yep.
So, how was your run today?
Thank you for asking, Brian. It was good. It was 11, a smidge over 11, because it's me talking here. And I went up the old Commonwealth Ave, went backwards on the marathon path.
Marathon route.
The Rudy. And I went up.
Where'd you start? Kenmore Square?
No, I came into it around onto Beacon Street at around Washington Square in Brooklyn. That's where I started back at my house, and it takes me almost a mile to get out to the actual route. And then I went up Com backwards, not running backwards, but reversed.
Well, that would have been a treat to watch.
Feels good on the
cobs. So you basically ran to where? Where did you get to?
I want to say roundabout. I think if I remember the map, it was Chestnut Street in Newton.
Do you know so few people who are listening to this have any we'll idea any where reference. Chestnut Street okay. in Newton it's, is it's, because they don't live in your home with you.
They don't share a brain with me?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's basically you just go Commonwealth Avenue, Comm Ave, up the backside of Heartbreak Hill, down the front side of it, till it starts to flatten out. That's about it. Then you turn around, you go back.
Did you get to Heartbreak Hill Running Company?
I went past that, yes.
Did you get to the Johnny Kelly statue?
I did.
So some people will know what you're talking
about.
Yeah, I
went a little bit past the John Kelly statue, then turned it around. Got my picture with Gorilla Bill. Hopefully by the time this airs, that picture has been made public.
How many other people were out running with you today?
It was like a mini marathon.
Really? There were that many?
Yeah, and let me tell you, I was sporting my Spalding Rehabilitation
jacket.
Race for Rehab jacket.
Yeah.
That they provided to me, which is lovely. And I was on the hunt there to see other team members, but mm-hmm. they had started out today, I believe, from Charlestown.
You were lone wolf today?
I was lone wolf. Hopefully going to meet up with a team or hopefully see an aid station that was sponsored by... Nope, no go. Saw everybody else, and they were all in packs, and they were all like... It was like sharks and jets out there, man. It was crazy. And the thing that I realized is now...
Wait a minute. So do the different fundraising... runners for different fundraising groups, you know, Mass General Hospital and
you
the
name
Children's.
It. You
and
name it.
Do you have battles out there? Like wars?
No, everyone's very collegial and spirited and fun. I'm just
and exhausted.
Saying, and everyone's
and crying.
No, actually, most people are lithe and little and awesome and young.
Are they members of the Clyde Army?
Clyde Army.
So as a member of the Clyde Army, what I'm asking you is...
It's never not funny.
Did you have one of those coolers with wheels on it that you were dragging behind you?
With sub sandwiches in
it? Because there was no aid station for you.
No, I brought my trusty fuel belt with my three 8-ounce water Gatorade mixtures in them.
Okay.
And I had a couple of goos with me, and I did stop off at the True Runner station on my way back and grab a quick sip of water, but they were almost out just to change it up. And I'm sure I could have stopped at anywhere and said, I actually went by, say, Boston Children's aid station. I could have said, hey, 2 years ago I ran for you guys. Could I grab a... But I didn't. I wasn't in distress. I was only running 11, and at that point I was only around 7 or 8 in, and it was fine.
Now that you're fueling again...
Yeah. Yes.
How do you like those goos, buddy?
Yeah, they're awful. Everything's awful. Even water tastes bad right now. Like everything is... No, I'm at that stage where the training has just gotten serious enough that I have to destroy myself. Yeah. I have to end this version of me.
That's right.
And start a new version, which leads me to something I want to propose to you, Brian.
All right, I have so many more questions about today's run, but I will allow you... to propose something to me.
I will let you get back to the question and answer period of the show. However, you know I'm an idea man, if nothing else. I am a creative force. You know this about me. So I did the weigh-in today.
Continue monologue.
So I did the weigh-in today after the run, thinking I would see glorious numbers.
And, 145?
Oh, yeah, right? No, it hasn't budged. Now, I've been... I've been working out, I like to think, more than I have in almost close to a year. Well, since May, anyway.
Yeah.
5 weeks now I'm in. Six good weeks of really running.
Having just gone through this.
And like, man, like, I may have seen like an initial dip down in the first week or two or three. And now, no, I'm right back where I started. As if I haven't started. As if I haven't started.
Well, and in my experience, you're on the precipice of about to gain a bunch of weight.
No, I hope that's not true.
That's what happens to me.
Okay, stop with that.
When I
talk.
Start marathon training.
Okay, but I'm not starting.
The first 2 months.
I'm 6 weeks in.
Yeah, and that's the beginning.
Okay, so my point is, here's where the idea comes in.
Yeah.
I think the little fire brand that I need, the little jolt, if you would, is I need to publicly shame myself. Go with me on this.
It's proven to be effective.
So the weigh-in today,
yeah,
225 pounds, Brian. 225.
225, solidly in the Clyde Army.
A deuce and a quarter, 225. Yeah. Boom. Right. So, yeah, exactly. Solidly placed in the Clyde Army. Thank you.
You're not teeter-tottering.
No, I'm not. I don't think it's going to be in question. So my idea is this.
Mm-hmm.
How about a new segment over the next 10 shows? Clyde Army Countdown.
So let me get this right.
Yeah.
We have a segment called Clyde Army Countdown.
Every week for the next 10 weeks. Yeah, little thing. Every 10 weeks.
And then I say, Peter, how much do you weigh?
Yeah, exactly. How we doing? And hopefully, every week I'm reporting that I've chipped away at it. You know, because when I ran the marathon 2 years ago,
yes,
I was a svelte 204.
Okay.
A good 201 by the end of the day. It was kind of gross.
Yeah.
It only lasted for about 16 seconds, and then the wind shifted, and I ate like an entire pizza.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, I know that I can run a marathon. I can run a marathon roughly around 204. I don't want to run a marathon.
2 hours and 4 minutes?
No, that was the poundage. No. No, I ran that first marathon in 418. Thank you very much.
Yes, you did.
I was very proud of my time.
You should be.
First timer. I'm 2 years older now.
Mm-hmm.
The earth has held on to me harder these 2 years.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to get myself going a little mental, because I feel it's a mental thing. I feel like I got to switch over in my brain pan. And I think Clyde Army Countdown will do that. Do you not agree?
I think that putting it out there publicly.
Yeah.
And having to report weekly.
It's a
proven method.
Yes.
Of weight loss and or...
Total
humiliation.
Total spin out.
So both things, both outcomes...
Make great podcasts.
Make for great podcasting. So kudos to you, idea man.
Oh, I want to rethink this
Another
whole thing.
Good one.
Oh, boy.
Thunk.
Was that the HWRT seal of approval?
I love it.
Did you want to return to the question and answer period about today's run?
Well, Peter, I wanted to ask you about the goose. You said everything was terrible.
Yes.
And I can tell you this.
Yeah.
I had to switch, and I realized this on a run with Funny Ellen London.
Oh, yeah. Funny Ellen London. Right.
We were on a long run, and I was switching between Goos and Chewies, you know, the chewy gummy bear kind of Goos, and the traditional Goos no longer work for me. I can't
eat
them.
Oh, no?
They upset my stomach. And prior to this, prior to last fall, mm-hmm. they were the only thing I could have.
Yeah, they were a staple.
So I don't know what's happening. Neither are pleasant.
No, nothing's good.
There's nothing to look forward to about it.
No, and I almost...
But not taking them...
Well, that's a mistake.
It's a mistake.
But I will say that when it came around time at the hour and a half mark where I knew I had to have my second one, I was doing a little bargaining with myself. Like, do I really need it? The answer is yes. Of course you do. Yes. Just don't be an idiot. Of course you do.
Maybe for the last... You know, I take them every 5 miles at this point. It's a little different than what it says on the package, but I do it every 5 miles.
You're a fast man.
It's also a little easier to remember than figuring out time.
Oh, and then different, you know, doing time, I see.
So every 5 miles. So if I'm running 14 or something, yeah, I'm taking it at 10. But if I'm running a 17, I'm not taking one at 15. Like, I'll just keep going. I don't care.
Yeah, but that might be a mistake. That might be a mistake, what you just said.
I don't know.
They are awful.
They're so bad.
They're so awful. But I'm not going to risk
that. I might go sandwich next time.
That's ridiculous. You're not going to chew a sandwich while you're running. That's not
I feel
all.
Like I want to, though.
No, of course you want to try different things. And you know,
or fruit.
Nope.
Brownies.
No. Brownies would be great.
Wouldn't they be great? Oh, with pretzels, God. Like brownies with pretzels M&Ms in them?
Well, I do see. I mean, I saw on the Commonwealth app today where people were set up, there were, you know, pretzels. There were M&Ms.
I know. See, this is the thing. I'm thinking maybe we don't have to go all scientific. But my past experiences, which I've recounted many times, about trying granola bars and other things, utter failure.
Yeah.
Absolutely indigestible.
Yes.
You can't get it into your dehydrated mouth.
Nope.
It's awful.
I had that apple situation one time.
It takes too long to eat.
My jaw locks up.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not good. So, no, the goo, I guess, or goo-like things tend to be the path of least resistance. It's just... And it's me still. I'm throwing up the barriers again. Where I think the Clyde Army countdown might help get past all that.
Oh, so what you're saying is that because you have this weekly check-in now with the Clyde Army countdown, every decision you make. It is ridiculous.
It's going to be based on that. No, I think
every decision you make, even do I take this goo? Do I go to the? Do I do 10.2 miles today?
Right.
All of that is going to go well. It's going to help the Clyde Army countdown.
I think it's going to say, "Oh, do I want to get an extra hour of sleep tonight? Do I want to?"
I have a question.
Okay.
How is this going to affect the large Italian sub with oil and everything that you just ordered for after we finish recording today?
Boo-hoo, Brian. And you weren't listening because it was a small that I ordered.
Oh, okay.
It was a small.
I see.
I'm not going to deprive myself, man. Come on. Life is short.
Clyde Army countdown. Good luck, buddy.
Hello?
Hi. How's,
hello.
How's this sounding?
Sounds good. I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, and you sound good, too.
Perfect.
Well, first off, congratulations.
Lost you this whole time.
No, you didn't. We're right here. We're right here. You have us back? Oh, do you have us back? Can you hear us? No.
No, we hear you
fine. You sound great.
Okay, I don't know why that happens. Maybe it's just after talk.
We haven't lost you at all, but it's not gonna. This won't work very well if you can't hear our questions.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
You know what? Just answer all the questions you've been answering, and we'll make up the questions.
I'll just keep talking. I don't know why this would be.
We're bouncing
there it is,
in
like
and
you
out.
Just your voice like disappeared again.
I'm thinking it might be Skype.
It could. Yeah. It could just be because Skype could be having a bad Google. Day.
Come on, break.
Are you singing?
What? No.
That's how. Those are our vocal exercises.
You are the wind beneath my wings. All right. Well, I'm worried that we have to keep on making sound the entire time. So this is Peter. I may just be singing in the background while Brian asks real questions. That's just something we do.
No. Cut out.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't, Allison. It sounds good. Just lie to us.
Yeah. Allison, can you not hear us
can
at all?
Can you hear us? See, I think the singing thing really will work.
Yeah.
No. What? Can you hear us?
Okay, I can't hear you at all. But
no, we hear you great.
I'm just going to finish up downloading, and I will let you know when it's done.
Come on, break.
Hope this works.
Let's hope this works.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right. Let's not take any more
of our
precious time here.
Oh, yeah, let's not use any more of the precious audio.
Dive right into it.
Well, actually, that's all the time we had. Thanks so much, Allison.
No, there better be an interview.
We've earned it. Okay. First off, we want to say congratulations on what a huge achievement. I mean, that's a distance and an amount of time and an amount of fundraising. No. Holy cow.
This is not going to work today.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, jeez.
They said they can hear you.
But I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
This is like totally a Skype problem.
No.
Yeah, it must be a Skype problem because now I've tried three different devices.
Right. No.
And you're gone.
No. Oh.
All right, something.
What's happening? Brian, there's a lot of frustration in this room right now, more than we've ever experienced ever in the 65 odd shows that we've done.
Well, the reason is very clear, Peter. We tried to have a guest interview today.
Yes, we did.
Both on our side and her side, we were very willing, and we might as well tell you, it was Allison Desir from Powdered Feet, Harlem Run, and her run to Washington, which we'll talk all about when our technology of choice today, Skype, decides to work.
I can't even talk about how angry I am and disappointed and broken inside. She sounded great. I think we sounded great, but she couldn't hear us. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Every time we started talking, we were recording, but she couldn't hear us. It would cut out. And so we couldn't even ask a question for her to answer. And she was more than willing. I think she went on four different devices and computers.
She really...
I think she actually might have gone to a radio station.
No, I know. And I feel terrible because we ate up about half hour of her life on a Saturday. And
we're the worst.
But she is the best. She's for people who don't know, you can look it up on the Googles, but she ran 240 miles. She ran from New York to Washington, D.C., it was all a GoFundMe page, raising money for Planned Parenthood. She ended up raising, I think the goal originally was $44,000.
$44,000.
She broke $100,000.
In less than a month.
It's unbelievable. And she, along with three of her friends, ran the whole 240 miles. I got to ask her questions. I mean, I'm looking at you like you can answer the questions, but no, I want her to answer the questions.
Yeah, I think she would be a far more interesting interview than
I know
me.
She would be. I know she would be, and hopefully...
And so you can probably feel the tension in the room because God. Peter and I were not able to produce the show we wanted to today. We're both very angry. We're frustrated with each other. We're frustrated with technology.
I can't even look at you right now.
Electronic infrastructure feels like it let us down.
Everything's failing.
Peter?
What happened?
The only thing I can think of that would help this situation...
Go ahead.
He's going for a run.
Well, I've already done mine, but you certainly should.
This is where the cycle happens.
This is where the trap. You're in the trap. Look,
I'm
at you.
In the trap because we had this awful experience happen where we had Allison ready to go. She was such a good sport. Tried so many times to make this work. Technology failed us. I have a full slate of activities.
Your docket.
My docket is full for the rest of the day, so I can't go for a run. There's no run today. And the only time I could do it would be about 7 o'clock tonight. It'll be dark. I'm not...
don't do that.
No. Right? Pitch black in the woods, get eaten by a coyote or hit by a car.
And let me tell you what you thought today was going to be. You thought
today was going to be so glorious.
The rest of the day reliving the podcast, reliving one of the best interviews ever.
Absolutely.
And saying to yourself, I can't wait to release this show on Thursday. The people are going to be so excited. We're all going to be so happy.
That's exactly how I thought today was going to go. And it's just gone to the dogs and not in a good way.
Yeah, because sometimes dogs are fun.
And if I could go for a run, yes, I would probably come back and feel better, but I don't have that. So I'm going to have to go tomorrow morning.
You should go tomorrow morning. You probably will feel better, although I'm sitting across from you right now. I ran 11 miles this morning. It's the longest distance.
So you must feel great.
Nope. I feel like total turd. Can I say the T word?
Yeah,
turd. I feel like turd.
We haven't broken our family show.
Turdy, turd, and turd is how I feel. That's where I'm sitting. I'm at the corner of turdy, turd, and turd.
It's a family program.
It is
you could say
show.
It once, but if you say it twice,
yeah,
it's an obscenity.
And three times is just as comedy. Brian, I don't know what else to tell you. It was cold on my run today. It was very chilly, but I thought to myself, you know, it probably won't be 24 degrees on marathon day.
That's true.
Probably.
Hey, I'll tell you this.
Go ahead.
I was leaving a November project workout. It was 7:30, bright sunshine at 7:30 in the morning.
And that is happening.
And I can tell you this, at 6:30 in the morning as we began, the early sunrise was coming up. You could see without having to use a headlamp or other illumination.
And I was leaving work the other day on the other side of, I don't know, 520? Right. And it wasn't midnight blackout.
You weren't driving straight to bed.
Right. Right. Although there's still something going on seasonally where all I want to do is sleep.
Yeah, I'm in that phase as well. I cannot stay up past 9:30 at night.
Well, this has been a great sort of half-hearted attempt at a show. So I feel terrific.
This was the worst. We've lost. Now we're going to lose all of our listeners. Thanks, guys,
thanks
for
a lot
joining
for staying
on
with us.
We've had so many people come on in the last 6 weeks or so because we have had wonderful guests and great sounding shows, and it was all wonderful.
Hey,
and
before,
you know, I feel like I've just gained weight.
You do. You look it. And I hope I haven't.
I've gotten 2 minutes slower on my pace.
I'd like to think that in the time that we've failed miserably at being hosts of a show with guests, that I may have burned a few calories.
A few anger calories?
Yeah.
Frustration calories?
So that will help me with the reporting in next week.
Can you get a DNF on a podcast that did not finish?
Well, because we did start. It's not a DNS. It's a DNF.
I think we DNF'd today.
Well, I think you just titled the show. I think you just thank you for that, because sometimes that's the hardest thing is just coming up with a
title.
You
know, let's use the tools we have.
You know, stay positive.
Mental. Let us put this
self-talk
in the framework of failure.
Framework of failure. Self-talk. Sometimes, you know what? You only regret the podcasts you don't record, Brian. Am I right?
Not necessarily.
Let me tell you something. If you're audio thirsty, it's too late.
That's true.
You should
true.
Have been audio hydrated.
You should be listening
this
to this podcast
time, this
before you're audio
yeah,
thirsty.
You can't get dry. What is the goo version of a podcast?
Well, this week's show is the goo version of a podcast. Usually we deliver up a sumptuous meal of nutritious.
We're our own goo.
Delicious.
We've become our own goo.
Audio food. And today we've given you the
salted
goo.
Caramel.
Salted caramel.
Which I want,
that's
you know,
the worst.
That one
that
should
one is
be
the worst.
So good. It has no. Such promise. Salted caramel, you're the worst. I'd rather triberry up. Yeah. I would rather blackberry up. I would even strawberry banana up. And I'm not a big sweet guy in that sense.
Yeah, we're salted the salted caramel today.
We should. And it's like, and it's gotten too warm. You know when it gets too warm?
You know what's funny is that's the only time I can almost not enjoy it, but it's easy because it just slips down.
Oh, because it goes right down. Whereas on a cold day like today, let me
like
tell you,
chewing
sand.
It's
gross. I had to chip away at it today.
Oh, did you use your goo tool to chip away?
I had
at
my
it?
Goo horn that I used to swing
get it
in
out of there
to get it deep in there.
Aye.
Before
all right,
I'm
going back to Cheerios.
I know you are. Listen, before we go to credits, quick apologies to Igor Babushkin. As
How?
You know, at the end of last week's show,
I
said, of course, that he is an assistant coach on the team.
I believe you said a guy in his 30s.
And I
is
didn't
a
mean
coach.
To say that. I realized that he's 28 years of age.
Yeah.
So he was a little upset, a little perturbed.
Double offense
by that
on
so,
your part.
Hey! We're total failures.
Framework of failure.
Framework of failure part deux.
This has been episode 65 of How Is Your Run Today, for Better or Worse, with Peter Villa and Brian Gould. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence. And special thanks to Allison Desir for trying so hard to be our guest today.
Listen to us every week wherever you collect podcasts. Brian can't find his because his Wi-Fi connection is so spotty. But whenever you visit that special podcast place, please give us a rating and a comment. Especially on iTunes, everybody. That really seems to matter, because every single one of those makes a difference in how this little here show is ranked.
Yeah, comment on iTunes, please. It really helps. Join us every Saturday on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram with your Sat Stat Chats. Tell us where you ran, how the weather was, and include the sweetest of sweet, sweet photos.
Fulfill all of your HWYRT shopping needs over at our Redbubble store.
And if you love HWYRT, please share our posts on social media. It's free and it's easier than putting all of your faith in the internet.
Yeah, I'm done with that internet thing. It's a fad anyway. For everything else, please go to HWYRT.com. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Peter.
It was a nice half-hearted attempt today, buddy.
Have a mind-clearing run, and let's show up next week and try to do this for real.
Glide Army Countdown.
What is this, the Insult Igor Babushkin show?
You know, it's kind of like, it's like an Igor Babushkin ladder. It's like a running thing. Like, you come from the back,
yeah,
and you pass, and you say something about Igor, and then run to the front.
And true or not?
That's what we're going to do now. No, Igor, huge friend of the show. Igor, are you still listening?
He's driving here right now to come and get you.
Love you, Igor.